David Hilton from D. Hilton. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. I think I've been to all 49 of these.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Should get a medal or something.
I feel like I need a medal. Not only that, but I got married at an AFCU conference 31 years ago.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. Reno, Nevada.
Now, that's some trivia we all can use. There might be somebody getting married here. Who knows?
You'll start a trend.
Yes. You'll start a trend.
Congratulations if there is someone.
Well done. Hey, speaking of congratulations and setting trends and stuff, what are you hearing at the show this year? I mean, you've been to almost every one of them. What are you hearing here from folks?
Well, it's not so much what I'm hearing, but what we're seeing. And what we're seeing is, and I've been keeping track of this information for years now, out of the last 72 CEO changes at the billion-dollar level, 67 of those changes have been number twos taking CEO positions. Mm-hmm. 29 of them have been from outside of the credit union, and the rest have been internal promotions.
Mm-hmm. So what does that tell you? Stick with what you're good at and hang in there and persevere?
Stick with what you're good at, and it means also that there are very few CEOs that want to make a move.
That's true. That's definitely true. And it's familiar surroundings, and you know the operations inside and out, so it sounds like a kind of a logical move to move up.
Well, it's always easy to find someone who is familiar with the community. It's a better fit if you know that the family is going to be happy. It's a better fit if you know that the employees may be happier with the internal candidate. It's just an easier fit all the way around if you have someone. So the bottom line is, if you have good people, don't lose them.
Oh, words to live by, big time. So what are you hearing? Obviously, the CEO exodus is still going on. Because, I mean, I just spoke with Robin Lentz last week from Cabrillo, and she's retiring after 37 years. So there's going to be another opening.
Right.
What are you hearing in the industry right now? It seems like it's going to last for a little while longer.
We're not even at the tip of the iceberg. We have another 3 years before we hit the maximum. And then we'll start sliding down a little bit. But there's three more years of continuous growth in terms of retirement. And then we will start to see a little bit of a slowdown. Not too much of a slowdown, but a little bit of a slowdown from there on in. But we are still going strong.
Yeah, I can imagine being in your shoes at your company. My gosh, busy, busy.
It's busy, and we're not even advertising many of the CEO jobs that we have in the back of the trade publications.
Why is that?
Because the board's not wanting for us to advertise. They don't think it's necessary, and they would like us to find them candidates without the advertising.
That's interesting. That's an interesting move. Well, I mean, it seems like an interesting strategy. Is there any basis to that?
Well, what we found is that about 1% of the candidates that answer our advertisements are the ones who actually end up with the jobs. So 99% of the time, then the people who answer the ads are not the people who get the jobs. So really, it doesn't make that much difference whether they answer the ad or they don't answer the ad. So the boards are saying, you know what, don't even put the ad in there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, save a little cash. Yeah.
A little bit.
So, I mean, what else? What other trends are you seeing? And I mean, it sounds like number twos today are in a good position because of all the CEOs retiring. So is that still something viable for those folks?
Absolutely. If you treat your number two well, you give them a good compensation package, a SERP, an incentive plan that makes sense, and you give them training so that they can become the CEO, make them fully rounded in terms of understanding the credit union industry and understanding their credit union, then you have a good chance as a number two to become the CEO.
That's where a succession plan comes in.
Very much so. Yeah.
So are you guys finding much business in that area as well as far as succession planning? I could imagine.
Oh, we are just full of succession plans.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. I mean, what else is going on out there that you can talk about other than our friend up there talking from the sky?
Well, it'd be, other than succession plans and executive recruiting, a lot of mergers going on. I know there was an article that said that in the Credit Union Times recently that said that we're slowing down a little bit, but we don't see that.
I don't see it either.
No, it's still very much in the forefront of what's going on in the industry.
Good, bad?
Well, we're losing about 250 credit unions a year. So that means that we're going to be down to a smaller number, somewhere around 5,000 credit unions within the next couple of years.
Do you see it bottoming out at 5,000, or do you see it shrinking even further?
I think to about 3,000, that's where we'll stop.
And yet the membership will continue to grow. So we're going to have these gargantuan credit unions. Is that
absolutely? That's exactly what's going to happen.
All right, David, I know you're a busy, busy man, so last question for you. What is your mission here at the show? What do you want to accomplish here? Any goals, anything like that?
Well, my wife won the silent auction and got me an Eagles guitar last night.
Whoa!
So that was a good mission. And just to see the familiar faces and make some new friends and just be a part of the industry. Make sure that everybody knows I'm still around.
Oh my gosh, what a great message to end on. Yeah. I'm jealous. I want that guitar. Well done.
So do I.